I have four reasons that priesthood is significant because without the priesthood, the church is not apostolic. In other words, the church was founded by Christ, then I have three prepositions. Was founded by Christ, from the apostles, and through the apostles. What are we saying? The church founded by Christ now exists in the world only because she is apostolic. And sisters, I've taught too many good minds. And what a difference between knowing the words. The Nicene Creed, we say, we believe in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Beautiful. But what are you saying? So we are asking first, how are the one true church founded on? Get the preposition on the apostles. Now, because Christ chose 12 men on, and that is the preposition, on whom he built his church. It was they, these 12 men, minus one, of course, and Judas betrayed him, and who succeeded Judas? Whom? Not Matthew?
No.
I repeat, Christ chose 12 men on whom he built his church. It was they who were to carry on his mission from the Father. That's why they're called apostles. An apostle, remember? Oh, what does the word apostle mean? One who is sent. What is another name for the missionaries of charity? Apostles of charity. Am I clear? Now, it's a perfect synonym. Apostle comes from the Greek, missionary comes from the Latin. It was on them that Christ founded the church. And the church, we keep repeating, came into existence the moment Jesus died on Good Friday. But by that time, Jesus had already both chosen and ordained, and the ordination came the night before he died. Number two, you're asking, how is the church apostolic? The church is apostolic. In other words, she is the one true church. Not only on the apostles, but from the apostles. Sisters, everything in, well, what language? Tutor. What language is that? Tutor. Everything. You people have, some of you have been in Italy, haven't you? At any rate. So it means all individual. Everything. Everything. In other words, everything which the Catholic Church possesses. Tutto. Everything. Comes. And remember the preposition now. From the apostles. Christ gave them, as he said, everything which the Father had. I received from the Father, I am giving you. And he spoke, remember, to the apostles. And that means everything. The faith we profess, the sacraments we possess, everything comes, of course, from Christ. But then, from the apostles whom Christ chose. That is one reason why, remember, God in his providence allowed all the other apostles, all the other 11 except one, to die a martyr's death. Only John. And he was spared for so long because by the end of the first century there were so many heretics. First century. Sisters, heretics are part of the church's history. Now tell people, I've told this to Frank more than once. We need heretics. Because by defending the faith against heretics, you might almost say they force us to understand what we believe. God permits two things. He permits evil and he permits error. Now, it's evil in the will and error in the mind to draw greater good. And as we've said before, through the evil, then God draws, remembers, just good or what kind of good? Do we say that God draws good from evil, or he draws what kind? What adjective belongs there? He draws, oh, sisters. Right. You see, they cannot hear. Say that again. Repeat the question. Yes. Can you hear me now? The question is, God permits evil in order that blank good may come out of it. Who said? Did you say greater? Greater. More good. More good. The sisters, I can tell, they can hear that. Greater good, the reason for evil allowed by God, it might draw greater good, sisters, unless there were widespread injustice. There would be no place for the missionaries of charity.